All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I am part of the Humbling Bundle online service.
Okay.
And every once in a while, you know, usually it's games, but every once in a while, they're like, here's $17,000 worth of game making stuff for a dollar.
Yes.
And I buy it.
I buy them because I'm a sucker who thinks eventually I will have time for that.
Yeah, which is a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie. It's a lie. I told myself
to make a game.
Yeah. Yep.
So the and in this there is a making your first Unity asset flip Steam game.
Ooh, fake games
program here. Yeah. So I figured we'd open this up, we'd fuck around with the assets and see if we can find something that suggests a game.
Okay. Cool. All right. Here's a tree.
Oh, yep.
Here's a tree.
Yep. Here's a tree. Here's a hallway.
Here's a tree. I need to get out of the tree folder. Sorry.
Oh, you're in slash tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Let me go up. You're in hallways now. Okay. Yep.
So yeah. I'm putting some hallways together. That's kind of flipping through.
Yeah.
But what was this this file here? Like FND_FRMN dot hallway.
Okay. That looks kind of familiar.
It looks extremely familiar.
Huh.
Hmm. You know, I said I had a randomization for this, but I didn't come up with anything that's like a good joke or anything.
No. Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Yeah. We've been recording for a long time for this show.
Yeah.
You know, so just as a little breadcrumb for the ARG, you know, the Argonauts out there listening to this is watch out for like a weirdly lifeless and or punchy week of MIMPs that we still have to do after this.
Yeah.
So this is a really big recording day because of reasons.
Yeah, we're cramming because of holidays. Yeah, so.
The holiday cram sesh, eating our cranberry pie. So anyway, it's Hunt Down the Free Man. Skipped, but I do have a lot to say about. So
that was rough.
Yeah, no, I gave up.
No, I was talking about the game. I'm not going to put you on blast because of a bum rando. Come on, man.
I appreciate that.
I thought we were better friends than that.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, now I know. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. Welcome to Suffering, where money is no abject. That's another Will Hughes one. I'm just doing these in order.
Will, I can't believe you've done this.
Yeah, they don't really make a lot of sense.
How many more Wills do we have going?
Just those two.
Okay.
They have the most faves out of everyone. So
of course, because it's Will.
Yeah, because Will is a delightful person. And then the site Riff has some faves
coming
as well. But we have these for eternity. Like 1,000 people respond to that thread, which is great.
No, I'm real happy that you thought of doing that. Because
it's a nice compromise.
Yes.
Because it's a system, would you like?
And it's not don't pander thing, to me. Come on.
instead of pandering to you, I have a character I've been working on.
Oh, okay.
So in this scenario, you're you.
Okay.
And
I'm me?
You're you. I'm me. You're you, and someone has knocked on your door at like your actual house.
Oh, okay. What time of day is it?
Afternoon.
Okay.
Early afternoon. So, no. And the only difference between you and a regular you is that this you have to like answer the door.
All right. I'll try my best.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah. Hey, sorry. You're going to have to forgive me. I'm covered in sex oil because it's early afternoon. What up?
Hello. My name is Jacob Carbfarbed. I am required by the state of Oregon to hold on. Cole, I have to start over.
Okay. Because
we're in your house.
All right. Hi, I'm sorry I'm covered with chicken broth. It's a weird reason, and it's early in the afternoon. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Jacob Cardbarb. I am required by the state of Ohio to inform my neighbors that I have been fired from Claim Jumpers for using the work computer to Google which fruit work as pussy on company time. If you would like more information, you can go to the website I put under your gas cap.
I'm sorry to laugh at you. You caught me off guard there. Yarfard, is that what you said?
Carbfard.
Sorry, I just okay. So I'm really sorry that you got fired for that. That's a bum deal. Did they think that you were gonna fuck the food?
I did not know, sir. I'm not done. And then shuffling papers.
Okay. All right. Here now I've got the, just let me. I mean, that sounds more like I'm flipping through post-its because that's what I'm doing.
Hello, sir. Sorry to bother you this afternoon. I have been required by the Ashland Public Library to inform all the residents of Ohio that I have been banned from using their services because I used a library computer to Google Jeff Garland nude waist down only on state property.
Okay.
If you have questions, you can find a website on a card that I have put into your weekly Super Saver.
Okay. It's kind of an everything's eventual kind of thing. Did you just like look at a map of Ohio and see Ashland somewhere around there and say,
yeah, there's a Wikipedia that entry.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right. And then there's I shuffle some more papers.
Okay. All right.
Sir, I am sorry to bother you on this lovely Ohio afternoon. I am required by the municipality of Brunswick, Ohio, to let my neighbors know that I'm no longer able to go within 20 yards of a restaurant or grocery store for the crime of BYD or backyard defecation. You can read more by going to the website and the card that I left with your brother, Chris.
Okay, cool. No, it's that's fine. Thank you for conserving the card stock. So which food do work best as pussy?
I got caught before I could.
But before you could find it. Okay. Well, like, what's your best guess? Like, is it something at the Golden Corral?
I imagine you can find it at the Golden Corral. I imagine, you know, when I think about it, when I look at it, I think about a peach, but they're small.
Okay.
Maybe melon.
Oh, the microwave a melon. Yeah.
Or just, or not. If you like your pussy, like you're like your revenge cold.
Fucking creepy. Really creepy. Card hong.
Jacob.
Cool. Is that the last script that you had for me, buddy?
Those are all the cards I am required to hand out. I am your neighbor now.
Oh, okay, cool. So trash collections on Thursday. Please remember to drag your can back up. It's a little less so for me, but you know, like just they're real, you know, hard asses about it. They'll fine you. So,
sir, I am experiencing intestinal discomfort. Can you please tell me the code for the backyard, the fence around your backyard gate, please?
No, I just like there's no code, but oh no, this takes place months ago.
Okay, in that case,
oh,
and scene.
Oh. Origins. Sorry, I didn't realize we were in a time warp.
Mm-hmm. I figured I'd answer that question for you speculative fiction.
It's like that it's like that Final Destination movie that like the only thing that was a tip off that it was a prequel was like the technology was old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So yeah, it might be Yakub Card Guard.
Carbfard. Yeah, it was Carbfart, but I thought Carbfard was funny.
Carbfard is good. I like that quite a bit. I like the rote reading off the script as well. That's mm-hmm. Yeah.
Inspired by people who have to do that when they're perverts and they have to go and read to a neighborhood.
Of course, yeah.
Perverted ways.
Yeah.
Shame read.
Shame read. I'm desperately looking for the tabs, but I might have to go. Look at the links that I sent you, buddy.
I didn't use those links. I ended up finding my own links.
Oh, okay.
Not out of rejection, just
right.
Because I forgot about them.
No, I sent those to you when we thought you had less time to prep, but yeah. Oh, okay.
But this game required this crazy update because this is a 40 gig game.
Yeah, because it is not well made.
it is unusually well made. Unusually not well made.
Right. Okay. I was going to say. What?
It's a good freshman effort. Cool.
Okay, cool.
This is infamous.
Whew,
who suggested this? Anybody have anything to say about it? Because this is like one of those things, like we were going to get to this eventually because this is a bit of a meme status.
Yeah. So I hadn't heard about this until this person requested it. This is a Patreon demand. If you would like to do one of those, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. The line is pretty short right now. And this was recommended by Jack, who said this game wants to be Metal Gear Solid 5 so bad that it's embarrassing. Yeah, I got douche chills actually when I was escaping from the hospital.
Yeah, that's a confusing statement at first, just because of like MGS5, since it's a totally different, you know, it's a Half-Life yeah. 2, you know, mod. But the beginning of it is definitely trying to say something about war. I was cackling at the beginning of this.
I was cackling at the tutorial.
The I didn't do the tutorial. I didn't do the thing. I just started the prologue.
Okay.
The opening cinematic of this is so self-serious. I was losing my mind. It is so funny. Like, it is so, you know, I kept expecting like another turning point.
The montage of this main character's life, like leading up to him being a Black Mesa.
Yeah, him being a Black Mesa, you know, this is the brother of Shepard from Opposing Force.
Is it?
Yes.
Really? This is Adrian Shepard's brother?
Yep. Who also
was deployed to the same. Yeah. And both of them ended up being talked to by the G-Man and given very similar missions. Cool.
The weird, uncannily off G-Man who uses like
Black Mesa.
yeah, Black Mesa. You know, I think that's just the actor didn't know.
Yeah,
maybe. But you know, he doesn't like the G-Man has a very specific cadence that is fun and would be a joy to do.
Yep.
And the writer, like he says, but like he uses conjunctives and stuff in a way that the G-Man does not.
Yeah. Everything in this is off just enough to reveal what was good about the original.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even from like the story, but like specifically down to the play.
Oh yeah.
Here's the thing I wanted to see if you noticed, because it was the main thing that stood out to me in Hunt Down the Free Man is that in video games, they make stairs and doorways a little wider than they'd be in real life.
Yeah.
So you don't run into them.
Yep.
Because I was constantly like banging my, it's like I imagine like I had a it's like I had a broomstick taped to my back like horizontally is what playing this game felt like, and going through every door I had to like stop and then kind of like scoot through. It's really silly. Like everything is not made like a video game.
No. It's really uninspired. So I don't know that I necessarily notice that so much as I just notice the complete lack of any kind of aim, any kind of direction given in the geometry. Like it's, you know, it's an intangible, and it's something that like the developer can point out like in their commentaries or whatever, but like you feel it even if you don't know the words for it. Like these levels suck. They're really, really bad. Again, in a way that reveals kind of the invisible magic that is going on in the original. And it's like, wow, like you are doing everything you can to evoke the beloved original, and you have nothing to back it up.
Like, did you play it up
with? Yes.
Yeah. Did you play it more than once? You know, or did you pay attention when you played it? Like, it's the big thing that I found as far as lack of direction was not knowing which was the like load bearing door. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the door I was supposed to click on?
Yes.
There's a part where you get to this in the prologue. You've heard Gordon Freeman curb stomps you.
but put a pin in that.
Yeah, you get to this like room with this like platform with computers in the middle.
Yeah.
That is every surface on the every exterior thing is a door. You click on all of them and get the classic hair, you know, Half-Life. You know, noise. And the correct one is just a big wall that opens when you approach it.
Yeah.
Like the one thing that doesn't look like a door is the critical path, and you don't have to click. It just opens.
It's saying something about contrast, Gary.
Yes. it is intentional because it's bad.
Yeah. It's not bad because it's intentional. You said it backwards on purpose. Come on.
Yeah, I know. But it does not show you what to do.
No.
In any given thing. Later, when you wake up in the hospital and you have to like press that button behind the counter, like there's nothing to show that that's how you would do that. Like that's not a door that you would have a button release in a hospital for. It just kind of goes further into the hospital.
Yeah.
It's not signaled. that the button is there.
No.
Like at all. And the, yeah, it's very silly. Mm-hmm. And the guy who just ran through before you that you're chasing just opened it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's so horrible.
Yeah.
Like it's just like a lot of really, and then there's the gotcha as soon as you grab that thing where you get hit by the face mm-hmm. or the ceiling.
Yeah, the stealer. Barnacle. Yeah. The ceiling stealer.
You know, the thing on the ceiling that steals you.
It reminds me, I was talking to my mom yesterday and I mentioned going to the car wash, but I called it the driver's laundry. Yeah, you know, like that, because I don't know, early onset dementia is horrifying. Yeah,
yeah, you know, that thing used to dig food.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go mow the floor. Fuck, I mean, yeah. Vacuum. Damn it. Floor. Yeah, but the ceiling thief gets you. Yeah. As soon as you grab this med kit that somebody was trying to take from you for some reason, and like you've been in an extremely long coma because you got crowbarred to death, just like your entire crew. So this is like just a pile up of a whole bunch of different things. Like the idea of this, the basic thing of a game that takes place during the 7-hour war. Like, okay, mm-hmm. like I can see why somebody would want to make fan fiction about that. But also, like, you want revenge against Gordon Freeman. How did you know it was Gordon Freeman who beat you up?
I don't know.
You know.
He's wearing a hat in this.
Yeah. He's wearing a helmet, you know, in order to hide the reveal that it's not Gordon Freeman. And the G-Man should have known that.
The G-Man is omniscient.
Yeah.
And should definitely know that. Like, this is, it's real weird. So the controversy around this was not only because it was bad, but because the two reasons why this has that meme status mm-hmm. is Valve, like, it uses official Valve assets.
Yes.
So on some level, this was either officially or unofficially blessed
mm-hmm.
by Valve as a Half-Life side story.
Yeah.
And then it came out at $25. and it's very amateurish and shitty, and there's all these stories about it, like the things that are the story behind this, like some of it I'm interested in, some of it I'm not.
It's a lot of, I mean, like a lot of stuff that I understand it being a problem on a like a you know, platonic basis, I guess. Just like, yeah, it's bad to steal assets, and then there's a whole bunch of, no, that was just a demo that we released, but like you probably still shouldn't have done that. And like it's a lot of just yeah, the creator kind of being shitty about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing because I found myself really struggling to care about that side of the controversy.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, these people who are making this mod I don't care about and I would never play
mm-hmm.
had one of their guns stolen. And it's like, well, you know, I get why that, again, like platonic is a good way to put it. Like, I understand why that's wrong in principle. I couldn't bring myself to be very emotionally invested
mm-hmm.
in that aspect of the controversy.
Yeah.
You know, like stealing art's a big deal. I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm not pro it.
Right.
Or anything. I just, it didn't seem like the weirdest or worst thing about this to me.
Yeah.
And there's all these stories from the creators of it's like, oh, you know, we released the wrong version. you know, all this like stuff that just feels, you know, when you make that face, I'm kidding. Like,
yeah, exactly. Schrodinger's bad dev.
Yeah. Like, you sound very fake. It's supposed to be fixed in March.
Yeah.
Is my under? Oh no, that was last March.
Yeah, it was what we played is the fixed version. Yeah, we played the fixed version, which was still very bad. Like the bones of this are wrong, and you cannot fix that by like adding a tutorial where you're in where you're in boot camp and you've got to learn how to go prone. If your first person shooter has a distinction between duck and go prone, and it's not Arma, I don't have time for you, actually. No.
It's like it made sense in Chernobyl and Sharon soccer.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, you know, a weird, like kind of janky game that is uncomfortable on purpose.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like that's part of the charm for this. It's not part of the charm here.
No.
Yeah.
The other thing. So what was the other part of the controversy aside from the asset stealing? Is it just that like, hey, we're going to put this on the Steam store with Gordon Freeman's face on the front of it and charge money, like we're going to be masquerading as an official licensed thing.
Yeah, the officialness of it is the other part. Yeah. So, yep. That is the other bad part.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like the full bad part is just the total game. Again, revealing the good things about the original by this weird missing the point remake or, you know, interpretation of it, like pre-rendered cutscenes that take you out of your character. Like, I should not be seeing my guy's janked up face. No. It shouldn't be. What are you doing?
He's really uniquely unlikable and horrible. This guy.
There's the person who made this or the character you play as?
The character you play as. Okay. Like the main guy, the jinked up face.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're seeing where he's like, you know, you wake up in the hospital, you're trying to get the med kit. Somebody's stealing it from you for some reason. And you're like, hey, buddy, I need that med kit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he runs. You're like, listen, it's not personal, but it's going to get personal. Like, it's do you want to play a video game as the worst people you run into at the bar at Thanksgiving when you go home?
Bro, I told you not to bump my elbow. Bro. Yeah,
bro. Bro, you know,
do you want to throw elbows, man? You want to throw elbows, bro?
Yeah, you throwing fists? Are you tossing hands? Like it's that's the kind of guy you play as. Yeah. In this. Just pretty grody and dumb.
Yeah, yeah,
kind of all the way down.
And we're supposed to believe in like his transformation into this like savior of child soldiers as he sets up a base on a cargo ship in the middle of the ocean. And this becomes about like a redemption story as he is also again hunting down Skullface. I mean, Freeman.
Yeah. And it's the game has a special thanks to Kojima because it stole.
Because it stole a premise wholesale.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, like I normally don't, I don't care for calling something fan fiction, right? But this is it. This has a lot of the hallmarks of just really bad. Like, why does this exist? I'm going to put this badass into a situation, you know, Marty Stewart or whatever kind of thing. Like, it's just like it's every bad part of that idea, right? And then the voice acting side of this is pretty interesting as well, where not only did they get disgraced YouTube person Keemstar to do the voice of I think the president of the United States, but like for a lot of these, like he just sent out the script, didn't tell people what they were going to be in, and said, hey, can you send me recordings of these lines? Yeah. And then they wake up one day and find out, oh, that's what this was for. Well,
it sounds like it too.
Yeah,
you know, it does. Yeah, it sounds like it. The amateurness of this as well, like the other thing that popped out to me in a really big way is how loud the sound effects were compared to everything else.
Yeah,
like God help you if you make the mistake of like punching a crate to open it. It'll just destroy your ears. Like I had it at reasonable volume for speech.
Yeah,
and screeching nightmare for breaking up wooden crates. Blah. So horrible.
Yeah. Really bad. Where's this popped up as a meme? Because I had not seen this before.
So when I say meme, it's just like a known bad game.
Gotcha. Okay.
So everybody, you know, all the YouTube angry boys have done a thing about it. You know, so there's the popular one is Hunt Down the Refund. And then there's also Opposing Farce. And then my favorite is the Jim Sterling one, which is Shitty 17. I like the idea of Shitty 17.
That's really good. Is the name ironic or does it actually suck?
Yeah, exactly. They suck. Even though I think the Shitty Beatles is a pretty good name for a band,
it's a very good name for a band. It's
very funny. I don't know. Like, we're recording this in the wake of the Half-Life Alyx.
So they are. That's the thing. So
yeah, the thing. So like Half-Life is kind of back in the news in a monkey's paw way. This is maybe the opening tremor of that.
Maybe,
you know, like it just felt like, oh, like Half-Life. You know, there's a lot of Nedry's computer going on.
That's a good way to put that. I have negative thoughts on Half-Life Alyx because it's, you know, I'm not gonna have any hardware that can play it. Like, it's not going to affect my life at all.
I always wonder about that kind of thing because it's such a big, I mean, they're doing it to move hardware.
Yes, and it's like worked.
It has to be because the install base is just not big enough to do something that big,
right?
You know, on it. But I don't want to really play an interquel of the Half-Life
universe. Right.
Like, I want to play Half-Life 3, mm-hmm. and I want it to be like the old Half-Life games I liked.
Yeah.
Because I liked those.
Yeah, like, that's what got me into liking the series. I played the games that I liked.
Yeah, duh. Like, yeah. It reminds me of, like, whenever we do Adaptation Decay, and it's like, why not try adapting the game?
Yeah.
You know, why not try taking the plot and elements of the video game and making them in a different medium? Why not try making a Half-Life game that has the elements and play of a Half-Life game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just make a Half-Life game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's right there. Metro remake did pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, people liked that and stuff. You can make just a shooter.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to be some kind of bold, iconoclastic direction while you ruin the follow-up from Firewatch. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, it's frustrating to me.
Yeah.
You know, I have a bias against VR. Like, I'm not a VR guy. Uh-huh. I think there are games in which it works fine for. I never want to play a shooter in it. I don't think that sounds fun to me. And I will, you know, probably, you know, at some point, I imagine that, like, I'm pushing 40. If I have this ridiculous Peter Pan job
mm-hmm.
for my adult life, at some point I might get tacked out of my VR bias. Like, just that so many interesting things are coming out on it that, like, we have to start covering VR shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I will have to just kind of swallow the sideways pill
for it.
I can say without a shadow of a doubt, were it not for this job, like, I'd probably just, it's like similar to how I've never watched a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I just decided, like, you know, I don't need that.
Like, this is where I get off.
Like, I'm off this rat race. Like, you know, a DVD looks fine to me. A streamed video looks fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
Fine is going to be good enough. I'm not going to keep participating in this.
Yeah.
You know, and VR would have been my spot to get off. Like, I will probably get, like, a PS5 or what have you
mm-hmm.
At some point when there's something worth playing on it. But like, I am happy to be off before we get to the VR sphere.
Yeah,
you know?
No, they didn't release the Star Wars board on VHS, but you just got to dub it. It's fine.
Exactly. And it's public domain.
I just don't understand. I showed them a list. I printed out the Wikipedia and they kept on saying.
Did you see the card that you can print out to give to any cop that hassles you about it?
No, I didn't.
I was thinking about it. It would be pretty fun at some point if we just had some extra time, if we wanted to have a aimless, you know, 15-minute gush fest about the On Cinema Verse as the Duck Feed presents.
Yeah.
Now that we both watched it, because there's just a lot there.
Yeah. I've watched everything except for the Oscar specials.
I have not watched the Oscar specials either. Okay. I've just seen clips from them and they're amazing. Like, it's like I'm saving them up, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I just, the trial specifically is just a triumph.
It's one of my favorite long jokes. Like, it is a long ass joke, but it just, I love things like that where they eventually can just, like, minor things just become very transcendent.
Yep.
Like, it was so satisfying to be in a theater, like a sold out theater.
Uh-huh.
And then just, you know, Greg Turkington goes, "Hey guys," and the whole theater lights up. Like, everyone laughs at two words, you know, and it's just like, oh, this is goodwill that you built over a decade.
Yeah.
But this is so earned, you know?
Yeah,
I love it.
No, it's I really am happy that I jumped into it. I had no idea, and like you would talk about it, like talk about On Cinema, I'm like, okay, what is that? And I like, it took Mr. America coming out and then like hearing Tim kind of explain it on a podcast, people like, oh, that sounds like something I've needed forever. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's very special.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna go see them in March.
Ooh.
They're doing a tour. They have like the mandatory attendance tour, and they always have some kind of, so like last time I saw them, they kept talking about how they have he had this new character he's working on called Troy, and they really built up Troy as a character.
Yeah.
And this time they're like, we made a big decision. We decided that for about 70% of the show, we're just gonna be backstage playing the music Little Richard. You like Tutti Frutti? We like Tutti Frutti. It's the music you grew up with. And it's like the idea of them doing the tour and most of it just being them backstage all playing Little Richard. I am very curious as to what they do with that premise because, you know, it won't be that.
Right.
But the you know, they're good.
Yeah.
I watched the Crimbus special twice on Crimbus.
Oh, yeah?
I watched it once by myself and I went over and hung out with my friends Ellen and Noah and they wanted to watch it, so.
Nice.
You know, watch the Crimbus special again.
Yeah.
I love the Crimbus special.
It's very good. Gosh, the uncanny makeup that they have on. Fuck.
Tim's teeth. It's the fake teeth.
It's the veneers. Yeah.
Yeah. The veneers are amazing. Yeah. Like Tim during that is just like my his weird giggly. There's a part where they're in line. And Eric's like, I'm just going to skip the line. What do you think we're going to do? And then like everyone laughs at Tim. Like, and Eric goes, what an asshole. And Tim like looks to a PA or something off camera and goes, the joke just can't be that I'm bad. I suck. And I think about that all the time. Because that'll suck. Are you serious? It's extremely good. God, I love them. Yeah. I love them.
Did you see the Indiegogo for Hunt Down the Freeman?
I read about it where it made $12.
$12 from one donor.
I love that. Well, this seems good.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is the campaign was created by somebody who is not the designer of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, just to get there. And the funny thing about Indiegogo, too, is that after the fees, they got to keep that. So, like, you replayed, like, $8.33 worth of that person's money.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a value meal.
Yep, exactly. Of Hunt Down the Free Man.
Yeah. Oh my God. Just like these different reward tiers. So you've got, you know, Stalker at $5, digital copy at $10. That's a fucking laugh. Given what they ended up selling it for. Potato edition, $12. Digital copy, plus you can throw potatoes at your enemies in the game. What? Then it gets down here, streamer editions, to $250, stream Hunt Down the Freeman before anyone else, because people want to see that, dinner in LA, $300. We did something like that for our first Kickstarter. That was fun, actually.
Yeah. Imagine being the guy who won that.
Yeah.
So there's like an element of, you know, you go first to a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the one person who did the big pledge, mm-hmm. you know, and then have it not be like, I know this isn't the way the service is intended, but I feel more comfortable donating to a Kickstarter once it's already succeeded.
Yeah.
And I'm just pushing money towards stretch goals and pre-ordering, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of stretch goals, so they've got, you know, $100,000, successful completion of the game, free story DLC at $115,000. So your budget for the story DLC is $15,000. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then the second free DLC is at $175,000. So
yeesh.
$60,000 for the second one. What are you talking about?
It feels weird and fake.
Yeah,
you know, no. It just kind of arbitrarily made up, you know.
Yeah, at $500,000 they would make an animated movie. At $250,000 they would make an animated miniseries.
I wish they made the animated miniseries. Can you imagine the adaptation decay on Hunt Down the Free Man?
It'd be ruthless. I kind of want to like go on YouTube and see if somebody has made a compilation of the cinematics.
Oh yeah. Well, that's one of the problems with this is that this is unusually focused abject suffering.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
It's really surprisingly story heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
This thing in a way that does not serve it.
Right.
Like you can make, you know, arguments about whether that's a good thing in general in games or like mm-hmm. your individual taste for that can vary, but for this product with this kind of like scope,
mm-hmm.
it was 100% a mistake.
Yeah.
Like if you had focused on fun gameplay maps, you know, then this could have been like fine.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is fine. Like, you know, it's pretty dumb. It's weird that it exists, but I mm-hmm. ran around and shot some dudes and that was fine because running around shooting some dudes in a game is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like an FPS is generally a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
Like I think a floor is fairly high on an FPS.
Yeah.
You know? But they didn't do that. Instead, it's really trying to be artful.
Mm-hmm.
That opening, that beginning cutscene, I need Will to see it. Will is the kind of person who would, like, he was talking about some piece of media recently, and he's like, there's a suicide montage that I laughed at more than I thought they intended. I'm like, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty Will.
Yeah, no, there was some video that you sent me, like, where Will said, I wish that I could intentionally be as funny as the opening 5 seconds of this is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I almost cannot.
Right. No, it's impossible. Well, the thing about like where this goes, like, so it's not just going in and stealing valor from Metal Gear Solid 5, but like if you go to the TV Tropes, there's, you know, this is pretty thoroughly mm-hmm. documented on TV Tropes. Like you just straight up go to City 17.
Yeah. Like they just reuse the map.
Right. And this is supposed to take place during the 7-hour war. So yeah. As opposed to being, you know, 20 years down the line, which is weird, but like you go to Nova Prospect and you go to, yeah, it's dumb and bad.
Yeah.
Dumb and bad and misguided.
Yeah. The reason why G-Man is trying to, why he does this deal, mm-hmm. is because if he has you fight the Combine, there will be less Combine for Gordon Freeman to fight. So the implication is the reason why Half-Life 2 is doable is because this idiot came and like thinned out the Combine for you. That's like the whole point.
That's really dumb. That's dumb. That's not really a plot. Dumb. That is not a plot.
Really dumb.
That isn't how two things are connected.
No. And what a silly what a gambit.
Yeah.
You know? what a bet. The message board for this, there's almost nothing on it except for Shade Strider, who gives us the top 10 anime plot twists on an unlinked YouTube. So thanks, Shade Strider 1.
Cool. Thank you.
Cannot wait. I will watch that. And then there's one review that has Hunt Down the Refund, which I've seen many times,
right,
as a thing. And the weird thing is, so it's, you know, it gives it a 0.5 out of 5, you know, a 1, you know, defies the definition of bad, real AVGN mm-hmm. stuff here. This is not the X-Men NES game.
No.
Like you can play this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, really horrible. But like when something gains that kind of meme status like that, mm-hmm. it kind of becomes
hyperbole bait.
Hyperbole bait and meaningless, like discourse right. around it becomes meaningless.
Yeah. Steam reviews. I mean, like you've got people who are like giving it positive reviews. Like the most helpful review in the past 90 days is just a positive review, 12 and a half hours on records, just naming somebody like, oh, this YouTuber that I like is a voice in it.
Yeah.
Cool. 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 Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. This is bad. This is like cynical and gross.
Yeah,
I don't care for it one bit. No.
Nothing good about this. I wish that there was dialogue in the beginning scene.
Yeah.
So we could act it out. The like extremely maudlin, heartstring tugging war montage.
The thing that like weirdly doesn't serve this well is the kind of okay soundtrack. Like the functional soundtrack. You like if the soundtrack was scaled to everything else, it would just be like stock stuff on like Fruity Loops or whatever. And, you know, fart noises and bong rips. But like they actually like got a composer who like is really trying to amp up the emotionalness, and it makes it even more farcical.
Yeah. Well, soundtracks are such like a modular part of a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like one dude makes it. So if that dude doesn't happen to suck.
Yeah.
Like generally one dude makes it. So mm-hmm. like if that person, you know, man or woman or whatever, mm-hmm. does not happen to suck.
Yeah.
Then that soundtrack might be pretty good.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But yeah, I don't know that I have more to say about it. I feel a little bit bad for how focused this episode has been, but that's what happens when we get like a truly bad and interesting game.
Yeah.
You get one of the weird, this is an abject suffering where we make points about games, not an mm-hmm. abject suffering where we talk about Scorpion future.
Yeah. You know? Sorry. So, sorry. No Scorpion future today.
You know, and if we had recorded this one first, this would become Scorpion future.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, who can tell?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm trying to decide if this wiki is like useful or terrible.
The crappy games wiki.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
You know, so I was looking at the crappy games, Merhazi.org, Hunt Down the Freeman, where it has its bullet pointed 31 point list.
Jesus.
Yeah. Of why it sucks.
But like I read about it and there's like, you know, useful stuff in here, but I don't know. Like
there's a lot of reaching. The HUD looks generic at worst, even without making it look cool or unique like other mods. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's a lot of this stuff that is, you know, just here to take up space to be a line item
to build into the litany.
Yeah.
There are some elements of false advertising, for example various screenshots, etc. As a matter of fact, the game has nothing to do with Gordon Freeman at all. Like, yeah, also it has nothing to do with Half-Life at all. Like, what are you
nothing.
Yeah. No, but I guess like just again, like looking at the bad on the online behavior of this, you know, of the developer behind this, talking about like it went through a bunch of delays. People were following this because the Half-Life mod community is a thing. I'm positive mm-hmm. there's some good stuff in there, but like okay, well here's a big notable project coming down the pike. And apparently he just like did a bunch of these delays to get attention as publicity stunt. Like just man. Just don't live your life in forum drama. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I wish I had funnier things to say about this, but it's just not good.
Yeah, this is not one of those episodes. It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, but now we know this is bad.
Yeah.
So in case you wanted a place on the internet, where you could find out this is bad, then this is it. I didn't know about this YouTuber, the Keemstar.
It's I think he's somebody who ended up being a gamer American.
Yeah. According to the Bad Games, Crappy Games Wiki, a bigger known YouTuber infamous for sending a lynch mob after an old man he falsely accused of pedophilia. So that's cool.
On his Wikipedia page, controversies. In 2008, during an argument with a moderator named Alex on the website battlecam.com, Keem encouraged his viewers to type "Alex is a stupid N-word" in the stream's chat. He later apologized for using the racist slur. Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, there's a whole world out there.
Yeah,
like of just like this kind of shit, like where people get involved with this kind of, you know, entire other worlds of drama and dumbass shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy is 37. Yeah. He's gray in his beard. He has more, you know, like this is an adult man who did that.
Yeah,
isn't that wild?
It's pretty crazy.
Like, man, I just don't get it. He's got a daughter, so he's just a conservative shithead.
Yeah, Keem has shown support for Donald Trump and gun control in numerous tweets.
A duet of pleasures.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just.
In January 29th. Fuck.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. You do that one, and then we'll do the June one.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah. In January 2019, YouTuber Jake Paul, accused Keem of body shaming Paul's then girlfriend after Keem made a tweet comparing her body to Eugenia Cooney, a YouTuber with an eating disorder. Jesus.
Cool.
How insular can you be? What?
Yeah. This is inscrutable, but I just know that it's everything bad.
Right.
You know,
you talked about VR being the point where like just that's where I'm fine getting off. Like when it comes down to like some like using one YouTuber as an insult for another YouTuber's girlfriend.
Yeah, I definitely off of this. Yeah. The cool thing is that you don't have to care about it.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Like I didn't know this person was a guy until today. Like I didn't know this existed. I'd never heard of this person, even though his subscribers are 5.3 million. It's really like the upsides of the world being so big.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can just hide in vast swaths of it that, you know, they'll just never see.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just don't do this. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know anything about
it. What if this guy was the MASH finale?
Like, or what if this guy was PewDiePie? You right. know, which like he practically is.
Yeah.
You know, it, like less popular and as, you know, slightly less problematic and less popular.
Yeah.
You know.
What happened in June 2019 is kind of crazy with this guy, too.
Yeah, yeah. So in June 2019, after YouTuber Atika committed suicide, several Twitter users blamed Keem for egging on the YouTuber, with much of the criticism found in an interview earlier that year where Keem said, "If you really think about it, then why live? Just jump off a cliff. It's just a simulation. Then who cares?" In response, Atika talking about how he believed that he lived in a simulation.
Mm.
And then in the last video, the person who killed himself said, "I'm sorry," wished Keemstar the best, called the Keemstar the best N-word.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Keemstar is a white man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very much so.
Yeah.
He's a white man who looks like he's way into a puddle of mud. To refute the claim, people were using him as a scapegoat. Nobody's talking about the tweets. He said that he thought Atika's mental health issues were a publicity stunt, which is a cool thing to say.
Yeah, it's a great
about
yeah.
somebody who killed themselves. Yeah. Like, that's extremely empathetic here.
Yeah, it's real good to slam somebody's motivations for having a mm-hmm. mental illness.
Fuck. Yeah, for having mental illness, who really, as far as like showing receipts on mental illness,
yeah,
I think that suicide is probably the biggest receipt you can pull out.
Yeah,
like as far as it's just like proving like, yeah, things were not okay. What more could this person do to prove you that they were not okay?
It's the fucking worst. God damn it. Like,
it is just like, yeah, gamers, man.
But like he's out there, he's got success, and this is behavior that somebody is modeling.
Yeah. Yeah. The other kids out there who are just like, this guy owns.
Yeah.
You know, he's funny. He says the N-word. I think that's funny.
Yeah.
And then he also streams Counter-Strike or whatever. So that's great. And it's really gross. What a world, man. What a fucking world. The I was talking about or on Twitter, the point and clickbait gamer onion did a thing where they were making fun of you know, the censorship thing that happened, the controversy and the spin-off of Persona where they removed the vagina bones. Vagina bones.
Yeah, I love that.
So somebody was, you know, made a, they made a joke about that. And then the replies to it send you absolutely to gamer hell. Like, you read the replies of it and it's just,
it's like reading the, it's like reading the replies like an eight on an 8-volt tweet.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, yeah. It's time to go to gamer hell. Yeah. And the, there's a thing on it where they're talking about, you know, they're showing your age, and this guy on Twitter who's like 18 isn't underage, which, like, you know, so, you know, is that the argument you want to make here?
That's, yeah.
But then this guy named Dragoon pops up and says, 17 isn't either, LMAO. These people have such an American-centric view, it's unreal. A huge part of the world puts the age of consent at 16, but I doubt these people actually bother to ever take a look at what's outside their yard, so they might not even know what another country is. Like, it is a weird...
It's like jumping in, like, and, like, concern trolling and saying, I'm sorry, I'm so reasonable and worldly.
Yeah, sorry, I'm so worldly. Like, there are a lot of arguments for exploring and respecting other cultures.
Yeah.
If the only one you care about is that the age of consent is lower.
Yeah. If the only ones that you care about is what you can and cannot put your dick into
without going to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, like
what will put my dick in jail?
Yeah.
That is my only concern, is what will send me to dick jail.
What will put my dick in prison?
And here's the thing about Dragoon doing this, and this is this weird thing about the world, is I got to see it.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have to try. Like, I know this thing about this person. This is a real person who lives and exists.
Right.
And I know this about them. Yeah. And they're okay with that. They put that out there for the world to know.
No, they're proud of it.
I told on Twitter, 3,278 people.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm telling, you know, 6,000 or however many people listen to this show.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, they're cool with it. Out and proud. You know, the age of consent in the rest of the world is 16. America should get on that trolley. You know, it is... I spent a dark, you know, because I plugged into the hate machine yesterday in general, mm-hmm. Against my better judgment, and spent some time in that tweet and the replies to that tweet, clicking on people's profiles and just kind of reading, like, somebody who holds this opinion, mm-hmm. What is their life like?
Yeah, it's neat, like, because you get to see the result, like, they are sharing the stuff that they are finding, right? Yeah. So it is a small, notable subset of, like, the water that they swim in, right?
Yeah. What are these people like?
Yeah.
And it is just it's just incredible, mm-hmm. because they're all just, like, public about it. They're all super cool about having this stuff out in Front Street.
Yeah.
And it's all irredeemable disgustingness.
Yeah. I mean, just related to, like, age of consent stuff, or
yeah, it's all actually tebophilia. You know, it's a lot of that, and then it's also a lot of, you know, obviously, like, censorship. Like, okay. Oh, I'm a pedophile because I'm against censorship. Nope. You're a pedophile because you are sad that they took the vagina bones out of a 16-year-old sexualized character in an anime game.
Yeah.
That is why you were. There's a guy on here. Let me see if I can find this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's, like, hundreds of replies, and I read an embarrassing number of them. Yeah. Before anyone pops up, yes, I know this is a bad use of my time.
Right.
Like, you know, every once in a while you put your hand on the stove. Like, yeah. You've all done it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't judge me.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're on your weakest moment, sometimes you put your hands on the stove. Mm-hmm. If you're at your strongest moment, you avoid the stove.
Yes.
I was at a weak moment.
Yeah. Extend some grace.
Yeah. As just being a non-bad, I can't seem to find it. It's possibly to delete it. But there was, like, a guy who was like, my mission is to bring the hottest waifus to, like, the Twitter masses or whatever. And the response was, you know, it's hot. So, like, I think with any of these people, and the way this ties into Keemstar and that YouTube stuff, yeah. is that I think all of these people operate under the assumption everyone thinks this way.
Oh, yeah. And you're and, like, and anybody who challenges me on it is not being honest. And therefore, yes. Yeah.
And that to me is such a frustrating.
I mean, it's a little bit like when somebody makes a racist joke to you because they think you're going to be a receptive audience, right?
It's one of the grossest feelings. Like, yeah. You're in on this. You have the same moral cesspool that I do, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what am I wearing something? Like, mm-hmm. like, why would you make that assumption about me? That I, oh yeah, no. I mean, it's only society that stops me from wanting to have sex with little girls. Like,
yeah.
It's literally just the age of consent and this dumb American-centric thing. Like, yeah. I'd be totally into it.
No, as long as something is legal, it means you do not suffer consequences for it.
Yeah.
You know?
As long as I don't go to dick jail, it's great. And it's so foul.
Yeah.
You know, and then you end up with this Keem guy who's just like, yeah, like everybody would be saying the N-word if you, you know, if you just could, if people didn't stop you from doing it.
You know, actually, I am free.
Yeah, it is. It is really repulsive.
Yeah.
In a literal sense of the word, like it gives me we recorded the unfilmable about Dagon the same session. Mm-hmm. It gives me the exact same feeling that guy's having his face peeled off.
I want to be far away from it. Like I don't want to look at it, but then I still do.
You put your hand on the stove from time to time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's all true. So there's a feeling of like, you know, ignoring this doesn't make anything go away.
Right.
You know, it's all a real thing about humanity.
Yeah. And I just have no idea what made like what makes it. Is it more? Or, no, it's the usual thing. Is this actually happening more, or are we just have the ability to learn about it now? were there always these people out there, or are people starting 1/10 of the way toward this, and then it becomes fully expressed because they find other people who say it's okay?
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
You know, it just.
Well, it, I mean. It, yeah, yeah, they get radicalized. Like it is that.
Yeah,
you know, they are getting rounded up.
Yeah,
rounded up into monsters.
Yeah, they're finding each other and then amplifying off of each other. You know, just we're hot on the heels of FYAD being closed down and something awful, just because like enough people looked away from that for it to become like just a literal like Dox Haven against trans people.
Yep, it's horrible.
How to radicalize a normie. Look up that video on YouTube.
Yeah,
just say like it just it's not just for like shitty Nazi politics. It's like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. A fucking nightmare world, man.
Yeah. It sucks.
It's been a minute since we had a what a fucking like for a while every Abject Suffering had a what a fucking nightmare world segment. But it took Hunt Down the Free Man to bring this session into Nightmare World Zone.
Yeah, well because like this is a thing that is only notable because of the response to it. Right?
Yeah. And just, you know, these people, I imagine, like if this stayed in the zeitgeist long enough for people to push back, like the people who made this game, who, you know, had this YouTuber voice the president and stuff, will eventually double down and like cheer on their side in the cult, like turn this into a cultural war.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, take the language of the culture war to try to repurpose it to being about their shitty, shitty, shitty art.
Yeah. And it benefits them because as long as the conversation is about how awful they are, and not about how bad the game is, then it's a win. Yeah.
Yeah. Grotesque.
Yeah.
So yeah, go puke in a toilet, everyone.
Because that's all that's all this world deserves.
The only way to make yourself clean.
God, man, it felt really good deleting this game off of my,
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's like, freeing up
40 gigs. 40 gigs is like, that's a solid state drive. Like that's a lot of it. Come on.
Yeah. So it's a big deal. It's horrible. I didn't, you know, I actually like, you know, as far as this thing being actually evil and not just inept, like reading about this Keemstar thing radicalized me to feel like this, the people who made this are probably shitheads.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that there's like arguments to be made for shithead by association, but I basically buy it given that this guy was like, yeah, that person who killed themselves was doing it for publicity, you know, whatever. It's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, no,
you don't need to give that guy a.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, if you see one unwelcome creature in your house, that means that there are a bunch more of them, you know.
Yeah.
Just I don't want to compare people to vermin. That's not what I'm trying to do. But it's like this, the second the voice of the president turned out to be this guy, it's like, no, we have to like rip out all the walls because like they could be anywhere in this.
Yeah.
Tear it all down because like this is spoiled. The entire thing is spoiled.
Yep. Boy. Well,
spoilers. Why doesn't spoilers? Doesn't G-Man know any everything? I'm pretty sure G-Man would have known that it wasn't Gordon Freeman.
Yeah.
Then Goka with an anime cat girl avatar. The entire story was a lie from the beginning. He does know that it wasn't Freeman.
Yeah, it's his gambit to get him to thin out the herd for Freeman.
Yeah. Sucks. Hate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, sucks. Jack. Thanks for.
Yep. Thanks, Jack. What a journey we've been on.
Yeah.
Like in this, because I was feeling pretty ambivalent, like, oh, we don't really have a lot to say about this. It's kind of interestingly bad. But it just took one of those pet like just plug it into the hate machine for a second. You know, and it's just like immediately I'm feeling something that has the cadence of a feeling. And in some ways that is a port. You know, like, oh, I feel passion. Whether it's bad passion or not, it's still kind of enlivening, even if it's horrible. You know?
Yeah. Whether whether I click the thumbs up or thumbs down, my personal algorithm still races, still bubbles this up.
Exactly.
Hey, everybody.
I'm activated a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I feel a little bit a lot more alive than I did before I was angry. Huh. You know, and that's a, you know, I spent 40 years trying to eliminate that part of myself.
Me too.
Of that part of human nature and have been unsuccessful.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, fuck everything. There's also just because I have a window open because I always have a window open in the back. Uh-huh,
yeah.
Like the UK election went really bad.
How did it go? I've not been following it.
Like the worst way it could.
Oh, so Boris Johnson or?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey.
So it's, you know, and that doesn't, you know, so people who are listening to this when it comes out, live in the UK, our hearts go out to you.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. What a fucking world.
Jesus Christ.
Anywho. Patreon.com/DuckFeed DuckFeed.tv/DuckStream.
Yeah.
You know, fight against the dying of the night.
I think this comes out after DuckStream.
Oh, well, if you did donate, if you helped us fight against the dying of the light, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, you know, we understand. For the love of God, try to make the world a little bit better while you're here.
For fuck's sake, share your light, man. It's so fucking dark.
Yep. Umbasa.